This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Pauwdel leaving for Switzerland, Geneva today to attend the inaugural forum of Global Coalition Social Justice. Data released by Nepal Rashtra Bank shows nearly 1,200 billion rupees in remittances received in 10 months. And UN Security Council backs US-Israel-Gaza ceasefire plan, urging Hamas to accept the ceasefire. Now, the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pauwdel is leaving for Geneva, Switzerland today. The President is scheduled to attend the inaugural forum of Global Coalition Social Justice that will take place during the high-level segment of the 112th session of the International Labour Conference. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the President will address the inaugural forum on the 13th of June. He will also hold bilateral talks with the President of the Swiss Confederation, Viola Amherst, on the 12th of June. This is the first time a bilateral meeting has been scheduled between the head of the state from Nepal and the president of the Swiss Confederation. From Geneva, the president will leave for Berlin on the 15th of June in course of an official visit to Germany at the invitation of the president of the Federal Republic of Germany, Frank-Walter Steinmeier. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda returned home last evening after attending the swearing-in ceremony of Prime Minister of India, Narendra Modi. The Prime Minister was welcomed by Speaker Devaraj Ghimire, National Assembly Chair Narayan Prasad Dahal, Deputy Prime Ministers, Ministers, Members of Parliament, Head of Security Agencies and high-ranking officials at the VVIP lounge of Tribhuvan International Airport. Prime Minister Dahal was accompanied by his daughter Ganga Dahal, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Padam Giri, Foreign Secretary Seva Lamsal and other high-ranking government officials. Prime Minister Dahal had left for New Delhi on Sunday to attend the swearing-in ceremony. The meeting of National Assembly yesterday sent the Media Council Bill to the Legislation Management Committee for clause-wise deliberation. The proposal seeking a clause-wise deliberation on the bill was presented by Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma. The National Assembly meeting unanimously endorsed the proposal. Issues relating to the documentation of journalists, their professional safety, freedom of expression and self-regulation are also taken into consideration in the bill. Chief Minister of Gandaki Province, Surendra Raj Pandey, has received a vote of confidence in the Provincial Assembly. The proposal seeking a vote of confidence tabled by Chief Minister Pandey in the meeting of the Gandaki Province Assembly yesterday was passed by a majority. A total of 31 votes were cast in favour of the proposal, while 28 were against it. 27 members of the Nepali Congress, 2 from the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, 1 independent provincial assembly member and Phanindra Depkota of the CPN Maoist Centre had cast votes in favour of Chief Minister Pandey. CPN Maoist Centre provincial assembly member Phanindra Depkota crossed the floor to cast a vote in favour of Chief Minister Pandey. President Ramchandra Pauwdel has appointed 2 non-residence ambassadors on the recommendations of the Council of Ministers. President Pauwdel added a portfolio of Nepal's resident ambassador to Switzerland, Ram Prasad Subedi, and the non-resident ambassador to San Marino. Likewise, the permanent representative of Nepal to the United Nations in New York, Lok Bahadur Thapa, has also been appointed as the non-resident ambassador to the Republic of Nicaragua. The government has recorded some 1,200 billion rupees in remittances in the last 10 months of the current fiscal year. The remittance inflow increased by 19.02% as compared to the same period of the last fiscal year. The data released by Nepal Rashtra Bank yesterday showed the country received 1,198 billion rupees in remittances till the end of the month of Baisakh. This is an increase of 23.4% in the same period of the last fiscal year. Likewise, the foreign exchange reserves have increased by 28% to rupees 1.94 trillion rupees. Likewise, the data shows the inflation has remained at 4.4% in the last 10 months of the current fiscal year. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने, मम्मी चाइना जाने, दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो। अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने?
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने? नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ। अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ। चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ। बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भन, अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु? यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now it's time for some international news updates. The United Nations Security Council has voted to support a US-proposed Israel-Gaza ceasefire plan. The proposal sets out conditions for a full and complete ceasefire, the release of hostages held by Hamas, the return of dead hostages, remains, and the exchange of Palestinian prisoners. 14 of the 15 Security Council members voted in favor of the US-drafted resolution. Russia abstained. The resolution states that Israel has accepted the ceasefire proposal and urges Hamas to agree to it. The vote is likely to increase pressure on both sides to respond positively to plan to end the conflict. The conflict began when Hamas attacked southern Israel on 7th October, killing about 1,200 people and taking some 251 people hostage. The Hamas-run health ministry says the death toll in Gaza has surpassed 37,000 since Israel responded to its attack. Police officials have said 9 people have died and 33 injured after suspected militants fired on a bus carrying Hindu pilgrims in the Indian Federal Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. BBC quoted that the police officials had initially said after the incident that the death toll was 10, but revised the figure later. They said that the bus lost control after the attack, causing the bus to plunge into a gorge in Riasi district of Jammu. The bus was on its way to the base camp of the famous Hindu shrine of Mata Vaishno Devi when it was fired upon. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack, but Mohita Sharma, the district police chief, told Reuters that suspected militants had ambushed the bus. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of monsoon in the eastern part of the country, partial influence of local and westerly winds and low pressure region formed around Bihar, India, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi province, along with the hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder, lightning and gusty wind is likely to occur at a few places in Kosi province and hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki province and at one or two places in the rest of the country today. Meteorological Forecasting Division has also said that this year's monsoon has entered from the eastern part of the country. June 13 is a tentative day for the arrival of monsoon, and this year it made its presence 3 days earlier. According to the forecasts by the division, the monsoon season this year is expected to bring 35 to 55% more rainfall than the average. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 20.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 34.4 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. President Ramchandra Pauwel leaving for Geneva, Switzerland today to attend the inaugural forum of Global Coalition Social Justice. Data released by Nepal Rashtra Bank shows nearly 1,200 billion rupees in remittances received in 10 months, and UN Security Council backs US-Israel-Gaza ceasefire plan, urging Hamas to accept the ceasefire. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.